USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heat alerts are in effect from California to Alabama today as high temperatures will be 10 to 15 degrees above average. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tucson will all see highs at least of 110 degrees, and all three will likely tie or break their current daily record high temperatures. In Texas cities such as Dallas and San Antonio, temperatures will exceed 100 degrees. As far as staying hydrated in the heat, Dr. Diane Hess says stick to water.
I mean, many people turn to those hydration drinks like a Gatorade or an electrolyte drink. Water is fine to keep you hydrated. It's nicer if it's cool because then it does cool the core body temperature, like if you have cool fluids in you.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says it's up to local leadership to start preparing for the reopening of schools across the country this fall, calling guidelines from the CDC just that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Ohio county that includes the city of Cleveland has established a hotline to report people who are defying a state order by not wearing face masks amid the surge in coronavirus cases in the state. A Cuyahoga County executive making the announcement and saying that complaints will be sorted out by county employees and forwarded to the presiding city or village. Mickey waved from a distance, and visitors wore colorful face masks with mouse ears on them Saturday as Florida's Walt Disney World opened to the public amid a surge of coronavirus cases in the state. This parkgoer telling Fox News,
"The spacing was great on all the rides. They have it spaced out beautifully. They put up safety walls in between you on most of the rides, so you felt safe. No one was really taking their masks off in any of the lines."
Disney did not say how many people entered the park on Saturday, but they saw really good demand for reservations in the short term and into 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The government identified about 650,000 small businesses and nonprofits that receive taxpayer money through the federal program designed to soften job loss from the coronavirus pandemic. The businesses had to receive over $150,000. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells CNBC why that was key in releasing the names.
Well, first let me just say, Treasury very much supports transparency, and we had discussions on a bipartisan basis on all the loans above $150,000. We disclosed them in buckets. And let me just say, you know, as I've said before, loans above $2 million are going to go through a review before they're forgiven. So you shouldn't assume that everybody who has a loan is necessarily going to be completely forgiven. We'll go through those reviews. And as it relates to really small companies of $150,000 or less, we wanted to protect that information because there's payroll information. And we didn't publish everybody who got enhanced unemployment insurance. So it's a very similar situation. But we did provide all the details. So over 4 million loans, people can go in and data mine. And they can see zip codes. They can see lots of information about those small companies that I think is very helpful for transparency.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.